The McCarthy report earmarked it for closure. Irish Rail's consultants weren't too impressed with it. CIE has had its state subvention cut in the last budget. Yet, recently, two new train services were added to the Limerick to Ballybrophy route. One of the towns to benefit from the new services is Nenagh, which also happens to be the political base of the junior minister at the Department of Transport with responsibility for train services. That's Alan Kelly. Philip Outcher-Hayes has been looking at whether the services are a valuable addition for local public transport users or a political stroke CIE can ill afford. Philip, what have the people of Nenagh got now that they didn't have before Alan Kelly came to power?
Two extra services on this, what's called the Nenagh branch line. It runs, I suppose you could say, almost parallel to the main line into Limerick, between Limerick and Ballybrophy, which is in Laois, where it rejoins, if you like, that main Dublin line. Anyway, there are two new extra morning services, one in the morning, one in the evening, that weren't there prior to March. So it is now possible for people in the two towns where Alan Kelly has constituency offices, in Nenagh and in Ross Grey, to get an early morning service and not have to get off at Ballybrophy and wait for another train on the main line. They can just go straight on up to Dublin. The only problem with this great addition to local public transport in the area is that there seems to be next to no demand for it whatsoever.
What's the cost of the two extra services?
It's not a huge amount of money. The demand, though, as I said, is about 60 people a day using the four services on this track. The additional service has only attracted, since March, an average of an extra 9 passengers a day. The extra cost, as you ask, is an additional €1,000 a day. Now, that's the marginal cost of the extra service, you know, the fuel, the driver, the depreciation, because obviously there are staff working in all of the stations along the way already. But if you do the maths on all of this, 9 extra or 9 new passengers a day are costing Irish Rail €111 each. Even if they bought the most expensive ticket, the one-way ticket to Dublin, €25, there's still €86 in the difference. Now, if you wanted to get to Limerick from Ross Grey, Irish Rail could put people in a taxi and it would still be €1 cheaper than the real cost of putting them on the train. If Irish Rail were to taxi people from Nenagh to Limerick, which would be the most heavily travelled section of this route, it would only cost €45, so they could get there and back for the cost that Irish Rail is paying for them. If you put them on the bus, it would cost €7.60. So unless they manage to generate significantly greater demand than the 9 extra passengers that they generated in the 7 months that this service has been operating, it's not even a vaguely cost-competitive addition to Irish Rail's timetable.
But the 9 extra passengers must be delighted with the service they now have at their disposal. But why is there so little demand?
Well, because the majority of train users, as you will know from knowing this part of the country well, anybody wanting to get to Limerick is going to prefer to travel on the high-speed line to Limerick Junction, because it takes over 2 hours to get from Limerick to Ballybrophy on this older section of track. It hasn't yet been fully upgraded. It will, and those speeds will improve, but at the moment it is still very, very slow. And don't forget, the main reason that there has been a huge fall-off, over 50%, of passenger numbers in recent years, is you have an upgraded dual carriageway motorway, N7, travelling almost parallel, which will get you into Limerick in next to no time.
But perhaps sometimes, as they say, build it and they will come. Is there a plan to promote this? I mean, why did Irish Rail say they'd introduced the new service?
That is exactly their argument. There is a build it and they will come, suck it and see kind of argument. They say the additional services were brought in to generate additional demand and establish if there was a market for such a service. That is a direct quote from Irish Rail. They also say, though, given this 111 euro cost per person per new passenger, that there is going to be a review of all services and there'll be announcements about that in October.
All right. Well, I mentioned the McCarthy report at the start. What was previously recommended for this line?
The Snibnuaigh report just about stopped short of suggesting that the track should be ripped up, but only just stopped short of it. They identified three railway lines which were, in their words, lightly used, and Limerick to Ballybrophy was one of them, and the report said that all rail services should be stopped and an alternative bus service should be provided instead. Irish Rail commissioned a report from consultants Aecon, and they identified Limerick to Ballybrophy as underperforming. They showed in that report how demand for the service is minimal and it's halved in the course of the last 5 years. They don't recommend closure, but then that's not what Irish Rail paid them to do. So in the gentle language that they employed, they highlighted the increased investments that would be needed to make the service more attractive and competitive. Neither of these reports would have left you with the impression that the Ballybrophy Spur line was a, if you'd like, a logical in target for investment at a time when there's no additional resources being rolled out elsewhere, and in the last budget the state subvention to CIE was cut.
All right. Now, you have that statement from Irish Rail where they said the services were brought in to generate additional demand. How closely connected is Minister Alan Kelly to the decision?
He says that the minister doesn't have any operational matters or operational input into decisions made by Irish Rail, but he does say that he passed on local concerns. Now, I suppose, was it ever any way different? I did it. What he has said to us and what he, the language that he uses to say how he is engaged with Irish Rail is very different to the language that he has been using locally, because I did a trawl of local newspapers, and in the Tipperary Star you see Minister Kelly saying back in February, before the schedule change was announced, that he was working, this is a quote, working extremely hard with Irish Rail to improve the service on the Ballybrophy line, especially with regards to its services to Dublin.
Which is also what any TD would do in his own locality.
Indeed. But let's remember, this is the minister with responsibility for train services, and this is the only local line that has received any additional services in the course of this year.
Well, is he being accused then of using his position to make a decision for the benefit of his constituents in North Tipperary and going into Laois and at the expense of the taxpayer?
Nobody locally is complaining, of course, because why would they complain about a service they have, even if they don't actually use it, or even if only 9 people use it? So the question is, you have to step back and ask from outside of the constituency, is this pork barrel politics? And there are a few things that are worth noting about the constituency. The minister is responsible for train services, as I said, and this is a decision that was made at a time the subvention was being cut, and as I've illustrated, the costs just do not add up. I suppose you could argue that leave it run some time longer, they might attract additional demand, and you could put it on a more cost-competitive footing, but at the moment, the sums of money are small, but the minister has brought into his constituency something that he has trumpeted and heralded loudly locally, a service that he is costing CIE or Irish Rail €86 at the moment for each new passenger that it has attracted. Also, I think there's another interesting thing that's worth taking note of. Just literally before coming down to studio, I received a statement from the National Transport Authority, who have to okay all of these decisions before CIE or Irish Rail can introduce any schedule changes. And I asked them, did they receive any representations from the minister? And yes, they said that they were aware of local representations received by the minister. I asked them, what date did they receive the application from CIE, from Irish Rail? And they said it was on the 17th of February 2012. And I asked them, did they grant approval on the same day that they received the application? And they told me, yes, they did grant approval for the schedule change on the same day. I asked them, how normal was it? Would it be customary that they would make a decision so quickly? And what they say is that in the context of ongoing discussions relating to the management of public service obligation contracts, this would not be unusual. But suffices to say, the minister did make representations to them, and to Irish Rail and the substance, as the National Transport Authority says, the substance of those representations was that he wanted to improve the level of service on that line, which runs